Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues is the name of the show here on AFR. I'm busy on my cell phone right now while I talk, so I'm not responsible for what I say. I'm trying to find one of those. What do you call those things that you use?
An app?
A meme? Or when you use one of those things?
Oh, a GIF?
Is it? What do you call them?
A GIF.
Like GIF?
GIF. Yeah. Okay. You're talking about the little moving...
That sends a message in a picture, or well, from a movie?
The GIF is the motion picture. The meme is what you print on it, and that's the whole package.
Yeah, you have a picture with some words. That's a meme. A GIF is a little snippet.
Ed is the king
of
memes.
That's what I'm talking about, a GIF.
Yeah.
But not no T there.
No.
No.
Just a GIF.
Right. It stands for something.
Anyway, I did that. Got that over with. So I'm ready to engage. Okay. For the next 24 minutes here on the program. You're listening to Today's Issues on AFR. Hey, if you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net is our email address. You can watch this show on the internet, Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues. We're here every Monday through Friday. And you're listening to American Family Radio, 183 stations across the country that we own and operate, and we thank you for listening to AFR. Hey, last half hour, Walker, you encouraged people to do something. Would you remind them again, please? Because we have a lot of great listeners to AFR, and we need their help.
That's right. We're asking for listener testimonies to play leading up to our fall share-a-thon in mid-October. So here's the number to call and share how American Family Radio has impacted your life, hopefully for the better. Here's the number to call. You'll be able to leave a voicemail. Just say your name and your where you're from.
Yeah, what you need to do, let me just say, excuse me for interrupting, Walker. It's rare, I know. That you just call this number. If you listen to AFR and you appreciate what we do and you want to just say, hey, this is how AFR has impacted your life, call. Just say your name, maybe where you live, what station you listen to, if you know, which one of the stations you listen to. Or if you don't, you just listen to the app. And then give a brief testimony. So that's what we're looking for.
And here. It might wind up on the radio.
Right.
That testimony.
Right, right.
So what's the number again?
Yeah, 877-876-8893, 877-876-8893 to call in.
Steve Jordahl is in studio with us. Steve is with American Family Radio News and onenewsnow.com. And...
He's also on his
phone. I'm on my phone. Yeah, I'm sorry. Good morning, Tim.
Did the Oakland Raiders play? You're Oakland
they're
Raiders?
They're playing tonight.
They play tonight. They're gonna
playing tonight.
They're going to get beat by the Rams tonight. I mean, they're playing the Rams
tonight. Oh, that's nice. Your team and Steve's team play tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing my job. I'm setting up an interview for later today.
Hey, you need one of these GIFs?
I might. Yeah, I could probably use that.
Why, Tim, do you know how to send one to him?
Then it would be a gift, wouldn't it?
The gift of a gift.
That's right.
All right. Steve.
Hey, can we put a little bit of a bow on the Kavanaugh hearings?
No, I want to just, no bow. I want to just keep talking about it 24/7.
Let me give you some fodder for that then to start, and then I'll stop, leave the whole studio here at the end of the show, and you can keep going.
Okay.
I wanted to first talk about what happened on day four. They had a bunch of people who were for and against the nomination. Kavanaugh was not at day four of his confirmation hearings as planned. They bring in character witnesses and testimony about how he is as a judge and people who like or didn't like him. They had a woman on. Her name was Alicia Wilson Baker. She's a Methodist minister from Indiana. And she told her story. She opposed Kavanaugh. She says she's a Christian and pro-life, but she had a problem with Kavanaugh and his stance on his decision or his input into the Obamacare and the fact that businesses cannot, or under Obamacare, couldn't refuse to give out contraception. So she was speaking against him based on his stand with religious freedom and businesses. And it's she used an interesting defense of her position. Listen to this.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Alicia Wilson Baker. I am a pro-life Christian and ordained minister from Indiana. If Judge Kavanaugh had his way, courts would give free rein to those who claim their religious beliefs override the law. As a Christian, I am against such broad interpretations of religious freedom. At this critical moment, when so much is on the line for women and their family, my faith guides me. Proverbs 31, 8 through 9 says, "Speak out for those who cannot speak, for the rights of all the destitute." One of my favorite Bible verses is John 10:10, in which Jesus says, "I've come that you might have life and have it to the fullest." And I definitely believe that birth control helps us to live our best lives as women.
There you go, John 10:10. Jesus intended to speak to contraception. It's a new interpretation, you know. My seminary professors didn't know it.
Is that out of the Message? Or?
I think it's out of the
Message Bible.
Must be.
Well, that's just, listen, you have to be very careful when you use the Bible in the culture wars. And that's why, even though we know AFR Talk, we let our talk show hosts talk about a whole host of different issues. And some of them are directly tied to the Bible. A lot of them aren't. They're based on conservatism versus liberalism or what's wise and what's foolish. But that's why American Family Association has a limited number of issues that we deal with, because a limited number of issues that we find has direct biblical support.
Right.
So you have to be very careful when you start looking in the scriptures and picking them out. That is not, John 10:10 has nothing at all to do with issues like contraceptives. Okay. Now that is just an unbelievable stretch, but that's the trap you can fall into if you want to cherry pick verses. And with all due respect to this lady, I've never heard of her before, but that's what she did. She cherry-picked a verse. It was her favorite verse, and she wants to shoehorn into it her favorite pet political issue. And it is as absurd as that just sounded.
I can't agree more. And to think that Jesus was thinking about contraceptives, and John, when he's talking to the crowd, he's talking about the Good Shepherd. And he's using an analogy there. What is a good shepherd? He's the good shepherd. And so that's even if you're not a Christian, anybody who reads the Bible and studies history knows that has nothing to do with what. You can't tie that to contraceptives. That's like saying I want a new car. So John 10:10 says I need
right.
a.
That's what
I need
people
a nice
do.
Car.
It would be a fuller
that's
life
because I'm here to live life abundantly. Right.
Right.
So
Jesus was talking about a relationship with God through himself, and the abundant life he's talking about is the peace and joy and all those things that come with that relationship. And I don't care whether you're this Methodist minister or someone preaching that God wants you to be rich, you can't shoehorn those kinds of desires into what Jesus is talking about when he talks about life and having it more abundantly. It cheapens what God has done, making it seem as if God simply wants us happy, and that's not right. He wants us to be holy and in relationship to him. And listen, if we're blessed and new cars and all those kinds of things, that's a whole different story, but I do not believe that's what Jesus was talking about.
I'll tell you one thing, Ed, you're not getting a book contract anytime soon.
that's exactly why.
With that kind of theology. Yeah,
people don't want to hear that.
Talk about negativity.
I'm just listening to her talking. I'm thinking, wrong. That's just not.
You see what I did?
Well, you know,
by President Trump.
Wow.
I don't think this is just a problem with one supposed Methodist minister, you know, who claims to be a Christian. I think this gets into the church. I mean, you're talking. I think what I'm getting at. I think the misinterpretations and the out of context use of scripture is not a problem with one lady who testified on Capitol Hill. I think the church in large, much of the church in America, has failed to teach proper context to Scripture.
Every heresy is a departure from Scripture. And every time you look at a denomination that has, like the Episcopal Church, that has now gone down a heretical path with regard to marriage and all other kinds of things. It started not with sexuality or with marriage or with homosexuality. It started with Scripture and their denial of the inerrancy of Scripture.
Right.
Well, the left only believes in Scripture when they can pull out, as Ed said, a verse here and there to support some kind of liberal social cause. Otherwise, they don't give the time of day to the Bible. In fact, they ridicule it.
Right.
So, anyway, we'll see. But this—that was a lady that was brought in there from who? Kamala Harris or somebody?
No. Well, I'm going to play some.
Is that her name?
I'm gonna talk about Kamala Harris in a second.
But, Kamala.
Kamala.
We've pronounced it five different ways. Has she ever given the?
It is
definitive.
It's Kamala.
Kamala.
Let me write this down.
Like Pamela, right?
Like, it's not Kamala, it's Kamala.
Kamala.
It's like C-O-M, phonetically here.
A-H-L-A.
Kamala.
L-A.
Yeah.
Kamala.
With the emphasis on the com.
Okay.
You say Kamala, I say Kamala.
Like dot com. Dot Kamala.
Walker says Kamala.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think, listen.
That's a Beatles song.
Wait a minute.
You
I don't want you.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Steve, I don't want, this is my reality.
Yes.
Right.
And if she's Kamala Harris to me, I don't think that you should be able to rain on my parade.
Well, I'm not raining on your parade.
God,
I'm just having
God
a parade
wants me to
of
have
my
abundant
own.
Life. So.
I'm having a parade of my own.
What was the voice you just used? Though, what was that from?
I was just throwing some Boston thing in.
Okay, just threw it out of there. Just came out of your inner Boston.
Kamala Harris.
Bostonian.
Now I'm starting to sound a little New Yorkish.
Kamala, I know that you guys talked and said that a lot of what she did during the Kavanaugh hearings was to raise money. And this is another point. She put out a tweet in opposition to Brett Kavanaugh. And she used a clip that she said proved that Brett Kavanaugh is against birth control. And this is the clip she uses. This is clip five.
Shut up.
Filling out the form would make them complicit in the provision of the abortion-inducing drugs that they were, as a religious matter, objected to.
That's him speaking to the Little Sisters of the Poor case who didn't want to provide contraception. So Kamala Harris...
They're nuns.
Well, and...
They're Catholics.
Yes. But Harris put out that... Play the first line one more time.
Filling out the form would make them complicit.
Filling out the form would make that complicit. Now listen to what he actually said.
They said filling out the form would make them complicit in the provision of the abortion-inducing drugs that they were, as a religious matter, objected to.
So this was in
they
her
said,
tweet?
Her tweet just started with him saying filling out the forms would make,
as if he
as
was
if
making
he
the
was
argument.
Making the argument that those are abortion-inducing drugs. By the way, some of which are. What he was characterizing in front of committee was his client's position. They said, and she, Kamala, deceptively edited that out to raise some money.
Sounds like
just
you're on
saying.
A first name basis with the senator.
Well, I am from California.
No, as I've said before here, just a caveat before I. Say
rant.
What I'm going to say here. Yes, I'm going to give you a mild rant, and that is Republicans are capable of misrepresenting the truth as well. Mm, so
right.
that can happen. I concede that point. But to what y'all are talking about here with Kamala.
Good job.
Anyway, C. Harris.
K. Actually,
Senator Harris.
Oh, my word.
No, you did it right the second
okay.
time. Kamala.
Kamala Harris, senator, the senator from California, is that she's not only doing this to raise money for a potential presidential campaign or for some left-wing outfit. She's also, the left is apt to do this. They intentionally misrepresent the facts because they want to make the candidate or other person they're trying to attack look as bad as possible in the eyes of the general public. So they will potentially hurt the Republicans among voters. That's that's the...
Because they know the media will take her comments and run with it.
Yes,
without
right.
necessarily criticizing
exactly.
mainstream media.
Exactly.
The Democrats were really grasping for some kind of... For him to fumble.
Well, he
Brett
didn't,
Kavanaugh.
Did he?
No,
he didn't.
He did
he
not
was,
at
he
all.
He was brilliant.
He really outsmarted... all the Democrats on this
for
case
for 4 days,
law.
Walker.
For 4 days, they were asking him these cases, and he would pull out specific sections of a case that he wrote on 10 years ago, and he would cite it and read a paragraph from it, not in front of him, just out of his mind. And so he's totally schooled him on the law. But I'm just going to say her name how I think it's pronounced.
It's
Senator Harris.
It's Kamala.
Yeah, Senator Harris from California, she tried that. She tried to create drama out of nothing. And then you had Senator Cory Booker,
oh my God,
who released these, quote, racial profiling emails from Brett Kavanaugh's time in the White House and trying to act, I guess, make it as if he's a racist when he was actually in the email against racial profiling after 9/11. So that just shows they were really trying to get something out there and get it spinning, and right, it just never caught traction.
Kavanaugh is a brilliant man. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say he outdid me on the ACT.
that's probably accurate.
If you were a betting man, you'd
think
about
the same age. I'm thinking, what is he? How old is he?
He's probably mid-40s.
Never mind. I'm his elder. But the guy, to have that kind of recall, and you meet people every once in a while who have that
even Kamala Harris applauded his memory. Remember the famous exchange where she was asking him about, did you ever talk to someone from this law firm? She said, you have a brilliant memory. You've been recalling things left and right. Mm-hmm. She actually credited him for that. I don't think she was crediting him, but it was, she accidentally
I was
complimented
wrong.
Him.
He's 53. Pretty
I'm
close 55. To you.
He's 2 years my junior. He was probably didn't take the same test, you know, because I'm a couple years older, and they change those things every year or two. What else you got, Steve? Bring it.
I wanted to talk about, I just got bad news everywhere. You know how we talk about we say that we're worried about the way that the transgender movement is now influencing our culture. I have found a group. It's called the Jasmine Roy Sophie Desmarais Foundation. It's out of Montreal, Canada.
That's an appetizer at Olive Garden, Steve.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It's
repeat
also
it. Say it again, Steve.
Jasmine Roy Sophie Desmarais Foundation.
That the other day.
And they have introduced for school children a new puppet. This looks a lot like a Muppet.
Yeah.
Puppet. And listen to what this puppet is saying.
Hello, my name is Julian. When I was little, people called me Julia and thought I was a little girl. But in my heart, I felt like I was a little boy. If you want to get to know my world, friends, and wonderful stories, click on this link.
So that's going around.
It's being used in Canada by people who want to. It's several videos, or they can
by people who want to propagandize children,
or trying to convince kids that gender dysphoria is cool.
Yeah.
What about
these are people who love millstones, by the way.
Yes,
and they love them
most
tied
likely
around their necks.
Most likely.
These people who are promoting the transgendered movement, and until they can answer this question for me, can you be? Can a white person identify as a black person?
Only for Rachel Dolezal.
No, she was ridiculed by the left.
She tried it.
can a Hispanic person self-identify as a Chinese person?
Any immutable fact.
Yes. Right. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Is that acceptable? So I would say the left, or those who believe in transgenderism, have to concede, yes, you can. Huh? You have to say that. Am I right? Because it's the same way
right.
a male like Bruce Jenner identifies as a female, and we all know that he still goes to the restroom the same way he always did. You know what I'm saying? And he still hits a golf ball the same distance he always did. He's still a man. We all
right.
know it,
yeah.
but we have to pretend
right.
that he's a woman, knowing that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Even the newspapers or the TV have to refer to Bruce Jenner as her.
Right.
Caitlyn, right? She. That's her.
Yes.
Okay. If you're going to say that's acceptable, to deny reality in the name of whatever the name, in the name of what, I'm not sure exactly. You have to tell me that a Mexican person can say they're Mongolian, and you have to say yes, you are. You are.
Well, how about this? I just turned 60 years old.
Right.
What if I think, you know what? I'd like another shot at finishing first in my class in high school.
Okay.
So I'm going to self-identify as a 14-year-old or 15-year-old. I want to enter the ninth grade at my old alma mater.
Why shouldn't you be able to do that?
In Nashua, New Hampshire. Why should I be able to do that? I don't tell me now. I'm a ninth grader.
That deserves a serious answer.
It does.
I know we're joking.
Yeah.
We're having fun with this. But those things we've just, if you're going to believe that a man can call himself a woman, and therefore he is, then you have to answer these questions we brought up. Go ahead.
Let me bring you a story that brings this into clear precision of how this happens. I want to introduce you to the man named David Thompson. David Thompson is not a nice guy. He has been put in prison several times for rape. Well, last year, David Thompson decided that his name was now Karen White, and he wanted to be a woman. So this man, who had been convicted and imprisoned for rape, but hadn't yet transitioned, just had transitioned the name and was in the process, probably at state expense or at government expense in England, to become a woman, is transferred to a woman's prison. What do you think this rapist did in woman's prison? He raped an inmate. This is how crazy it gets when you have a guy that is a man that has been accused and convicted of rape, and then because he self-identifies as a woman, he has to go to the woman's prison. This is
the insanity, Tim. This is what you say frequently. This is the insanity of political correctness when you have to tell your brain that reality is not real.
Yeah.
You convince yourself. You trick yourself.
Yeah, you have to pretend.
It also does a disservice to people who are actually men and people who are actually women. Because you're saying that essentially you're not really a woman. I mean, he can be a woman too, and it really devalues the womanhood and manhood by letting people just willy-nilly self-identify as the other.
And wasn't that the very first thing that God ordained? He created them, man and woman, he created them. So is it any wonder that those that are opposed to all things...
And where are the feminists? Where are the feminists?
Yeah, we're about a minute away here. Ed, 30 seconds on why do you think these folks insist on pushing this transgendered?
Well, I think it's our culture and Western civilization has become all about the individual and whatever the individual wants and however they want to create their own reality, everybody else should applaud that. And this is, at its base, a rebellion against the design of God for that reality, and all these individuals, whether they consciously or unconsciously are doing it, are saying, it's my reality, not yours, God, and certainly not yours, culture. Hmm. I'll decide, and you better applaud, or you're a bigot.
Did not God tell you? That certainly isn't so.
Right.
Right.
All right. You're listening to Today's Issues. We thank you for tuning into the program today. Steve, thank you for your contribution.
My pleasure.
Walker and Ed, appreciate your contributions. And
thank you, sir.
Brent, producing the program, Brent Creeley. Thank you for listening, everybody. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net. Pray for our friends along the eastern seaboard as this hurricane approaches.
Right.
And we shall talk to you tomorrow.